Merry Christmas, everybody. What a great day. Hey, I'm not Pastor Joe. I'm Pastor Chris. Last night about 9:30, I got a text. Hey, brother, I feel like a truck ran me over. You got to step in for me. And I said, sure, no problem. Send me your notes, bro. But you know what? Like, after I caught my breath, I realized, like, I get to talk about the birthday boy. How blessed am I? You know? I basically just get to share with you about somebody that I really, really love a lot. And, for all of you that just came to church today because you just wanted to get the family member off your back, welcome. I get it. And I just pray that you feel welcomed here. I pray that that God speaks to you, and I'm just really glad you're here. But you know, like as we were worshiping, like I'm just crying because it's like I can't believe. Because obviously, I didn't just grow up in church. You know, a guy with my kind of background, a convict, a junkie, a selfish, you know, violent, angry, lost person would get to share on Christmas Day, and it just, I'm honored. I'm really honored. But, you know, Joe's been talking about Jesus and the different names that he was given, and, you know, today we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and the fulfillment of the prophecy spoken by Isaiah of the coming Messiah. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Now, how complex is Jesus that he would, you know, carry the government on his shoulders? And I know that, you know, it's hard to look at government and, you know, wonder what God's doing with all that, but God's got a plan. And he carries the government on his shoulders. He dictates what happens in the supernatural, which will dictate what happens in the natural. And we call him Wonderful Counselor because he's the best counselor there is. He will give us counsel in times of need and in times of complicated circumstances. But he'll give us the kind of counsel that we need. Not what we want to hear, but what we need to hear. It's not always what we want to hear. Amen? He's Mighty God. He's the most powerful being, and we can't even fathom how mighty he is. I mean, one word spoken and things change. People are healed. The blind see. The deaf hear. Drug addicts are set free. Amen? Marriages are restored. Relationships are restored, especially the ones with ourselves. The ones we tend to forget about. But it can be restored. He's a restoring God. He's a mighty God. It doesn't matter what our background is or what our past is. And some things have happened to us. And that's, I am not negating anything that's happened because it's real to you. And it did happen. And it changed you. But the mighty God so loves you that he wants to just pour into you and love you into restoration, love you into being restored, and love you into getting to a place where you can actually trust people again and love them back. But today I want to talk about the last one that he's called, and that's the Prince of Peace. You know, Let me take a drink real quick. Jesus came to us as an infant, and at the same time, he's infinite. A man of sorrows, but God over all and blessed forever. Divine in the Trinity, always called the Son, but an everlasting Father. A warrior in the supernatural, but a prince of peace to a rebellious humanity. A prince of peace in a world filled with violence, hate, separation, judgment, racism, trouble, and just craziness. All you got to do is turn on the news or read a social media thread, and you can see how crazy this world can be. You know, God loves us so much, and this is why we celebrate such a special day, the birth of Jesus, is, you know, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They love each other. They're in relationship. It's a beautiful thing, love. It's an action word, love. And God loves us so much that he sent the one that he loves the most, his son, to come down here, be born of a virgin, totally spiritually created, live a sinless life, and be sacrificed for his people, for us. You see, back in the old days, they would have to sacrifice lambs and goats and to atone for sin, because God is just. He's righteous and he's true to the purest form. To the purest form. So God's gnarly. Can we all agree? Can I get an amen? He is love, but I mean, he is the purest form of righteousness and truth and love. I mean, that is something that, you know, we won't comprehend. But he made a way for us. He loved us so much that he sent Jesus. And this is why Jesus is so important. Because he did it for us. See, Jesus was God. When they were beating him and spitting on him and when they crucified him, all he had to do was give a word. All he had to do, one word, and he could have called down legions of angels. He could have smoked everybody that tried to hurt him, but he didn't, because he knew that there was a plan. And Jesus only did what the Father told him to do. Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. And he knew that one of us was going to have to do life perfectly. And that perfect, blameless, sinless lamb was going to be sacrificed once and for all for his people, so we could live a life connected to God all the time. Every minute of every day, you and I have the ability to get into God's presence, to ask him for things, to worship him, to just talk to him, to draw that supernatural peace that only he can give. Amen. John 14 says this. Jesus says this: "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid." You see, Jesus wants us to have peace in our lives. He definitely came to connect us eternally to God. So when we ask, you know, Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior, when a convict, drug addict, really no hope is seen of ever changing, says, God, I'm going to receive your free gift of love and forgiveness. So I'm just going to open my heart. I'm going to say, come in, Jesus, be my Lord, be my Savior. Change me, because I can't. He freely gives. And he does it with love. It's like the craziest thing about, well, there's a lot of crazy things about God, but one crazy thing about God is that he's there. It's not condemning. It's not, look at you. You're screwing up again. You're not, you know, you're making mistakes and you're sinning and doing this and doing this. And why aren't you being holy? Why aren't you? It's love. It's love that changes us. It's getting to know Jesus in such a way by spending time with him, amen, that his love draws. Like, it's God's love that has caused me to turn from the things I used to do to feel good, like drugs and alcohol and all that other crazy stuff. It was love. I felt the goodness. I've tasted of the Lord, and it's good. This peace that he's talking about is the spiritual harmony brought about by an individual's restoration to God and trust in the sovereignty of God, trusting him. Jesus promised this to humanity. He is our peace with God, and he is the source of our peace in a world of trouble. You see, Jesus is our source. That's why he's so important. That's why that name is so powerful. That's why you can go to, you ever notice people trip out when you start talking about Jesus? You can even talk about God or Buddha or this guy or that guy or whatever, and everybody's like, yeah, you know. I mean, even people can kind of like, even though God the Father is mighty, he's so big, but you know, people can, you know, they don't trip out as bad, you know, when you say God. You start talking about Jesus, and it's like, whew, something happens. That's heavy. Ooh. You know? Because there's power in that name. Because that's what connects us. He's the one that took one for the team, guys. And he loves you. He loves you so much that he just wants to love on you and through you and with you. And hey, life is life. I'm not going to preach you a prosperity gospel this morning, because life's going to happen. And sometimes it's going to be hard. Sometimes it's going to hurt. Sometimes it's going to be confusing. But Jesus says, I give you my peace. I want you to come to me in those times and seek me, because I have spoken a word over your life. And I am doing something in these circumstances to grow you, to connect you and I in a more intimate way. Because let me tell you something. When you're at the bottom and there's only one way up, I mean, you'll see God move. You'll see God move in your situations where you're like, I don't even know how this is going to work out. I have no idea, but it looks bad. You just find the peace in God through Jesus Christ, and keep on walking, baby. Keep on walking and taking the high road. Amen. Here's the best Christmas gift we will get today. Jesus loves us. Hallelujah. He wants us to know in our heart that he is faithful to finish the work that he has started in us. And conflict and obstacles are there to help us grow in our faith. And I want to read this verse from Mark. Give you kind of a, it's cool, be cool. Have peace. She's not listening. No. Mark 4, 37 through 40. The disciples are in a boat. Jesus is in the boat. There's a huge storm. So verse 37 says, a furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And these guys were with Jesus. But I want you to see something here. You see, the boat was going crazy. Jesus was with them. And all, Jesus could have just said, "Okay, boat, be on the dry land. Disciples, I'm putting you on a mountaintop." He's God. He can do anything he wants. But see, he didn't take them out of the situation. He just spoke. He said, "Quiet." To the situation. He took control of the situation. He didn't take the disciples out of the situation. Jesus just put peace over that situation. He quieted the storm. So I want you to remember, God might not take you out of the situation. He'll leave you in the situation so you can draw from his peace. He wants you to trust him and have faith in him and know that he is at work with you so you can walk through that situation and watch him go, "Quiet, be still." You'll be like, "Yeah, that's my Jesus." Amen? So don't be afraid in circumstances and situations. Can the choir and the... can the band come back up? Just got a little short message for you guys today so we can get back to the food. Jesus never promised that following him would be easy. Just worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Some of you know my story, but if you don't, and if you're just visiting today and I don't ever get to see you again, please remember, God turned a scumbag like me, filled me with love. I am not perfect by any means, and he'd be the first one to tell you that I am a work in progress. But man, I am better than I used to be, and I ain't as good as I'm gonna be. Because I'm just following Jesus. All I did was say, "God, I receive your love. Jesus, come into my heart. Change me. I don't know much about you, but just, if you're new and God's been tugging on your heart, and you, man, I hear what Chris is saying, and I just want you to ask Jesus to come into your heart. I know you don't understand the whole thing. You might not even ever read the Bible. That's okay. God's got you. He loves you just the way you are right now. You don't have to clean yourself up because you won't. I'm still a total mess, guys. But God is good all the time. And Jesus loves you. So you just ask him to come in. You say, "Jesus, come into my heart. I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. Change me." And he is faithful to do that. And I hope to see you again. But as we leave today, I want to speak this scripture over you one last time. Then we're going to sing a song. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. Amen. Take that into 2017 with you guys. God loves you. I love you. Merry Christmas.
Let's stand together and sing Silent Night.
Guys, real quick, and we'll get out of here, all right? Well, Father God, shine your face on your people. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that everybody is filled with peace today that surpasses all understanding. God, I thank you for blessing your people. Bless us and keep us in 2017. Guide us, Lord. And we just love you so much. Happy birthday, Jesus. Amen.